Hello, everyone. I'm Jean Du Russell West, and I'm from Project Healthy Schools, and we are a University of Michigan community collaborative. So my information is in the back. I have a handout back there that just kind of gives you an overview. Today, my goal here is to give you a little history of Project Healthy Schools. How many people here have heard of it? Ooh, two. Okay, then I better really do the history. And to share just a little bit of the results, and then really to talk about our sustainability, which is what I'm here to tell you about. And I have no relationships to disclose. So we are a unique collaborative that was started in 2004. And we're designed to increase physical activity and healthier food choices in order to decrease long-term cardiovascular risk factors. We target sixth grade students. However, the schools have changed, and now the sixth grade's in the elementary. And so basically, our program was designed to be there when kids move into their middle school years, in that kind of pivotal time. Right now, we have 20 participating schools, and we have over 13,000 students that we've reached, mostly sixth graders, some seventh, some fifth, because of the way the schools have changed. And we have over 2,300 students that have gone through, somehow been in our research. So our goals are to eat more fruits and vegetables, to make better beverage choices, to perform at least 150 minutes of physical activity per week, and to eat less fast and fatty foods, and to spend less time, mindless time, in front of the TV and computer. And this is just to show you the history of how we've grown. We started at Clegg Middle School in Ann Arbor, and we are now in 20 schools throughout Southeast Michigan. And that's to show you, I love this little map, and it shows you just, we're clustered there in Southeast Michigan. We have four schools in Detroit. We have a few schools. Shiawassee County is by Flint, Michigan. It's in a rural area. We have like six schools out there, and then the rest are around Ann Arbor. So our program has three major fundamental parts to it, program activities, environmental changes, and research. And so under the program activities, that's where our educational focus is. We have 10 activities that we do. And then we do things like field days, we do add-ons, like we try to do all school activities like ACEs and walk to school day and things like that. And then under environmental changes, we work with the cafeteria, we try to start coordinated school health teams, that's one of the key components. Then we have things like the seed to plate program and breakfast programs. Farm to school is one of our really most recent additions, and it's been really exciting to see that one grow. And then under the research, we do measurement, and we have a behavioral questionnaire. So these are the topics that we cover, which are, pretty basic. All of them are roll up under the five goals. And we have different ways of delivering the program. We started out having teachers do this in their advisory period, which is a period where they don't have a lesson plan, so that we could drop this in without being part of the curriculum and having to go through that whole curriculum committee. Then it's sort of changed a little bit. Some schools have taken it on through their health class. We have volunteers that teach it at some of the schools. The teachers said, we don't want to teach it, so we have trained volunteers. And then our staff also teach some of it. And then it's placed either in the homeroom, in the health class, maybe an enrichment period, and just recently we have it as tandem in a literacy class so that all the kids receive it at Willow Run Middle Schools, which is a small school district outside of Ann Arbor. And the lesson time can vary. We have designed these to fit that advisory period, which is 25 minutes, or it can go all the way to an hour if they will give us the spot to put it. And then the delivery can either be once per week over 10 weeks, or it can be 5 days per week. It's 10 lessons, and we are adjustable. And then these are some other things we do, the fitness add-ons. We have a healthy habit challenge, some other things. And then, of course, the lunch changes are pretty standard that we work with them to try to increase more high fiber, less sugar, it's an ongoing battle, and we advise, of course, and we try to get policies, but right now we end up with suggested changes. It's tough to get those policies through. And this is our farm to school, just a picture of one of the gardens. And then the measurement that we do height and weight, blood pressure, a 3-minute step test, a lipid profile, a glucose, and we have a health questionnaire. So these are, we have to get a consent form, we have an IRB. And these are just some of the other things that school wellness teams have added that change the culture. And so, you know, part of what we are, our big push is to change that culture permanently, so it's not just about the lessons. So the program results, I just put a couple slides in here. Really, what students are saying that they're changing their behaviors. They're eating more fruits and vegetables. They're eating less fast food. They're getting more physical activity. And then we followed one group of Ann Arbor middle school kids all the way through ninth grade, and we measured them. So the baseline is that dark blue there. And what we did find is we found significant changes in their total cholesterol, in their LDL cholesterol, in their triglyceride levels. And they stayed below the baseline, even though they went up a little bit in ninth grade, they stayed below that baseline all the way through. So we were really excited about that. So the sustainability plan, which is what I'm here to talk about, really. And we realized that we need to move on to more schools. It's just, you know, our goal is to reach as many middle school students as we can. And so we designed this sustainability plan, and it's in the second year. So what we do is our staff goes in and they set the whole program up. We do the, you know, set up the teaching, do all the activities, get the school health team going. Then the second year we identify a school wellness champion, and that can be anybody from you know, the health teacher to the principal to a counselor, and then we train them and they sort of shadow the Project Healthy School staff. And then the third year, that wellness champion should be on their own. We still provide consultation, and we do other add-ons, and we connect them with other champions, but they will be running the program. So these are the core program features that we, you know, want to keep going, and these are the core things that we can provide for them. We have a toolkit that we can give people that just spells it all out. We provide consultation and training. We do the quality assessment. We provide all the forms and, you know, follow through. We help with school wellness teams. We identify the school wellness champion. We have the activities, the 10 educational activities, and then the environmental changes. So those are the core program pieces. So the school wellness champion increases the program sustainability clearly by being the person that integrates Project Healthy Schools into that school culture. Everybody here works with schools. Everybody knows every school is different. And when you come in from the outside and you drop something in and then you leave, what happens to it? It goes away. And so that's why we want somebody that's in that staff that's going to be our champion. And then, you know, their goal, they're supposed to be linking to all the different players that are in that school and providing communication, providing the continuity of leadership, and then allowing the our staff to expand to other schools. So the champion will coordinate all the activities, all the parts of the activities, which includes maintaining the props. These are interactive. Scheduling the lessons, organizing the big kickoff that we do, which is not that big, but it is some work, and organizing the Healthy Habits Challenge, which is the where the kids do, they keep track of their fruits and vegetables, and then they have a barometer that shows what classroom is ahead, and they get rewards and things like that. They provide communication between the parents and the staff and the administration about Project Healthy Schools. They do regular updates to our staff. We started an online message board so that they can share what they're learning with other people that are also doing the same thing as they're doing. And so they can post something like, you know, today none of the instructors showed up and I didn't know what to do. What would you do? And then they can share back and forth. And then they should be talking with those sixth grade teachers and the health ambassadors if they have health ambassadors instead of teachers teaching it. So the school environment, we do bulletin boards and we do things in the cafeteria. We should have already established the cafeteria changes. Their role is to monitor this. If they see those regular chips come back in, they should be calling us. And then we can work with them to figure out how to change it. They provide leadership for the school health team so that the team keeps Project Healthy Schools in mind. And I heard somebody talking about, you know, how to sustain the financial piece of this. One thing that we're trying to do is have, like, we help them get things set up, like a fun run, which will raise money. Then that fun run money can go back to purchase more supplies and those materials that are disposable materials for the program. And the health team are the one, or the wellness team is the one that will be dispersing those. And then the other thing is to work with the PTO and keep that Project Healthy Schools in mind so that the PTO supports it also. They should do an end of the year healthy event, which is like a field day or something like that, and then promote the farm to school. Now, we will provide updates on new program materials. We redesign stuff every year, consultation when they need it. We are going to keep that online blog. We call it the forum. We're going to keep that up to date and keep it working, which is a challenge, and do an annual meeting every year to learn about best practices. And then also we provide a stipend. A $1,500 stipend per year, and that is going to always come from Project Healthy Schools. So until, at some point, if their fundraising activities can, you know, generate that money. So far, what's happened? We started this, and really, we identified our first champions, and they started last January. So that should say 2011, actually. Sorry about that. Hasn't even happened yet. So since 2011, we have the six wellness champions identified, and two of them are in their second year. We've done a group training for them. In this fall, they've launched their program lessons on their own without us being in there to teach. And some of the events that they've done, they've taken over the kickoff at one school, a walk to school day, a beach volleyball tournament, and this 5K run that is at our very first school that we started. And they're also all involved in wellness team leadership, and they're trying out the forum. We just got the forum set up, so we'll see how that goes. And then they are sharing with each other. It's coming along. This is a picture of our collaborative, just to show you what a true collaborative we are. That includes the food service. It includes other health systems, which is one of our new ways of funding our program, is to work with other health systems and they can make this program theirs. So I just wanted to show you all the people that are involved. And then never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. So all of us should be encouraged and keep working on making these changes. Thank you.